very faint squeals that sounded like adult male Betia squeals. This is 16 February 1971, and time in 45. We are on trail Roman 7 at approximately 75 meters, I should say. This is the CW group. Male squeals, but I'm not certain who's giving them. CW group. Same date as preceding time, 09:50. From one adult male, Betias, and barks from another. There are also some very faint adult male-like squeals, possibly from a third source. Definitely a sneeze from another source, but that was faint. Same date as preceding, time is 09:53. CW group. Again, Chris from a male in CW group. I couldn't see who it was though. Same date as preceding. Chris from two sources. Neither one was seen. Same date as preceding. Adult male squeals and they kind of bark. CW group. These were Chris from, I think, two males in the CW group, and a hornbill flew over Beginner's D subcylindricus. One of the males jumped into a tree as he was quizzed. Same date as preceding, time 09:58. He gave the quist and then squeal and quist. Now that's a different male. There's CW now. Squealing. That single bark that was from a different one. The one given while I was narrating. Same date as preceding. It's CW quisting with his mouth away from us. complicated, but has this hornbill began to fly over, and adult male CW and another male unseen began quisting, and then the unseen male gave a single wah, W-A-H, and then in the latter part you could distinctly hear adult male CW squealing, and the other male barking. That was CW squealing and giving a few low amplitude quists. CW squealing again, and then the other male gave a single bark during the squeal. Same date as preceding, time 10 o'clock. Quists and adult male-like squeals, I'm not certain who gave them. Recording distance about 25 meters. Was a sneeze, low amplitude. And another male. Let's see. Yes, the other quists and barks were given by adult male LB. I suspect the same in the immediately preceding recordings of the male giving the loud. The male giving the loud quiz was LB. Possibly there's another group of Betius approaching the CW group, thus evoking all this vocalization. That's adult male LB giving something between a bark and a quiz. Same date as preceding. Barks by LB, squeals and a low bark by CW just now, the last bit. Adult male LB barking. Somebody barking and someone else squealing. I couldn't see them. Boy, that's confusing. Well, LB CW was squealing and giving a few quists and barks. They were mingled in together completely. Both looking in direction, in the same direction, where I could hear another monkey climbing about. LB barking. Again, LB. The latter one calling alone was CW, but the initial part of this recording had both LB and CW quisting and barking together. Barks by LB. Squeals by CW. I think one of the barks was by CW also. There was another Betius approaching them. Looked like an old juvenile. CW squealing and both LB and CW quisting, barking, same date as preceding. Bluegrills by CW, One and Two Barks by LB, and a low amplitude Quist by CW. CW. First bark was by LB. And then CW gave one bark, but most of the barks were by LB. It's an LB bark. Squeals. Again, CW squeals. It is preceded. I don't know squeals. I'm not certain who gave them though. I don't know squeals. CW, I think. Male squeals, source undetermined. I think we got one of those barks. I don't know who it was though, same date as preceding time, 10:14. These adult male CW squealing and then giving a few low amplitude quists, and I think LB gave work toward the end. LB barking, CW now squealing. There was a sneeze by somebody. Bark or yelp. CW. Most of these betis were about 25 to 30 meters away. That was a bark from adult male ND, verging on being a quist. Those were squeals and quists by adult male, CW. And the quists were given all this. And as he approached, yes, as he approached either a female or an old juvenile, and now he's copulating with her. He's copulating at time 10:23, same date as preceding. He definitely copulated with an adult female. An adult male like squeal. Quite some distance, about 40 meters. I couldn't see who was giving it. Some meters preceding. Gave them same date as preceding time 0940 time 10:42. That was a sneeze. It is. And squeals very faint. I couldn't make out who was giving them. CW group, time 10:52, same date as preceding. Preceded by two ooze from different sources. I don't think we recorded those though.
1113, same get as preceding CW group.
Given by two male Betius, one a low amplitude type and one much louder. 16 February 1971, Kanyawada. Time 1812. This is along the road east of the station, and in fact east of the car park. I don't recognize this group. Several ooh calls, UH, and one sneeze at the end. Same day as preceding. These quiz from the preceding recording were directed toward me. Aggression. Time 1832. Same date as preceding 16 February. I think we only recorded a part of that bout. This group was at the junction of the road. Our trail 6. One made by Cluttenbrock. Given several of them. Usually they're not repeated more than twice. Same date as preceding. Time 1843, 16 February 1971. Recording distance was about 30 meters. Stimulus evoking these oohs, mostly being given by one Betius. So several distant ooze, presumably from Betia. Certainly some of them were. Same date as preceding. Again, distant ooze from Betia's. More than 70 meters. About 70. Rattled male-like squeals, quiss, and a bark, same date as preceding. They were all from one source, but he wasn't seen. That was a raw call, and then the beginnings of a rapid quaver, but a very short duration, differing from a typical rapid quaver, followed then by squeals and quiss, probably from different sources, very far distant away. We might have gotten one baby a sneeze in there. Same date as preceding time 0753. I'm talking about 1853 is the time, not 0753. Again, at about 70 meters, crossed an open area, which was an old Pitt Sawyer site. February 1971, time 0756, Kanyawada. We were on the road east of the Kanyawada station, near the junction of Trail Q and Trail Roman 6. This is quite likely recorded late yesterday afternoon. There's a very high-pitched squeal being given, definitely from Abadius, but I can't think it as preceding time 0801. There are a few low-amplitude quiss from another Abadius. Same data as preceding. The preceding high-pitched squeals are reminiscent of those given by young juveniles or infants, which I have been referring to as prolonged squeals.